Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Two arts-related stories at the top of the news. Out of Norfolk, the Yale Choral Program is now facing a COVID-shortened season once again. Normally, they're alive with the sound of music each summer at the Yale Summer School of Music at the Ellen Battelle Steckel Estate. But this year, even with COVID-19 somewhat on the wane, the music will be subdued. Yale University is enforcing strict pandemic protocols and not allowing any choral activity that involves more than 8 singers face 12 feet apart. That makes it impossible for Litchfield Choral Union, started in 1899, to perform at the estate this year. Choral Union Music Director Jonathan Babbitt said he is deeply disappointed by that reality and is reaching out to his singers to salvage the season. He said discussions are underway with Wobblous about participation in its 2021-5 Census Festival. Alternatively, performances could be planned for entertainment stages at the Goshen and Bethlehem Fairs. Another art story about 100 employees of the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art learning today whether a brief union campaign won them a stay in their work conditions. At 1 p.m., officials with the National Labor Relations Board will begin counting votes cast by mail over the past 3 weeks. Representatives of UAW Local 2110 and MassMoCA will watch separately by video conference as ballots are opened one by one, made visible to the witnesses to verify they've been properly cast with signatures across the envelope seal. Ballots found to be valid will then be commingled for the tally to ensure anonymity, according to Michael C. Cass, officer in charge of the National Labor Relations Hartford, Connecticut office. Out of Cornwall, the budget is deemed to be in very positive situation. Ruth Epstein in this morning's Republican American, Board of Finance Chairman Joseph Pryor said if $288,000 were taken from the town's reserves, the tax rate of 16.70 mils could remain flat for 21-22. Auditing standards call for the town to keep 2 months of operating expenses. Pryor said the town would still have nearly 4 months of expenses in reserves if that money was used to keep the tax rate the same. Out of Great Barrington, Kate Retzel, principal of the Lee Elementary School, has been hired as principal at Muddybrook Regional Elementary School in a story in the Berkshire Eagle this morning. According to a statement from Peter Dillon, superintendent of the Berkshire Hills Regional School District, she's replacing outgoing principal Timothy Lee, who is retiring after a long career and after 3 years at Muddybrook. She will begin on July 1st. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont presented a long list of recommendations yesterday that will frame negotiations concerning how the state government spends $2.6 billion in federal coronavirus relief funds. Lamont is proposing to use 2/3 of those state recovery funds from the American Rescue Plan Act to offset pandemic-related revenue losses in the balance of the next two-year budget. His far-ranging plans for the other 1/3 include COVID-19 testing, child care and summer camp subsidies, mental health initiatives for adults and children, bonuses for frontline workers, legal representation for tenants facing eviction, and birth control, among other initiatives. A handful of Connecticut senators and thousands of demonstrators made an unsuccessful last stand on Tuesday to preserve a religious exemption for required school immunizations. The bipartisan Senate approval sent the polarizing legislation repealing that long-standing spiritual exception directly to the governor, and the governor's office said Lamont will sign the bill without delay after staff attorneys review its contents. After it's signed, the change in state law will take effect immediately, and Connecticut will join 5 other states without religious exemptions from school immunization requirements. The state's medical exemption would remain in place. A COVID-19 regulation in New York that required food purchases by bars at restaurants to limit mingling amid the pandemic was likely to be lifted by the state legislature today. Legislative leaders announced yesterday they will end the practice that the governor installed in July that required bars and restaurants to sell food to patrons if they were buying drinks. Business owners have long railed against that mandate, saying it was burdensome and unnecessary. Some bars even mocked the measure by including one in Saratoga that sold Cuomo chips for $1. To meet that edict. Salisbury, the Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting at 5:30. In Sheffield, a virtual meeting for the Planning Board at 7 p.m. Dovertown Board meeting as well. On Thursday, Hillsdale, New York, special town board meeting at 7 p.m. to discuss strategies for grants for Hamlet Park and funding for the feasibility study. Zoom ID is 890-0853-841. Douglas Library in North Canaan currently displaying artworks by members of the Canaan Art Guild, a long-established group that has been meeting weekly. The wide range of subjects go from floral paintings to landscape and jazz-inspired mixed media. The hours of the show at the library, Mondays 1:30 to 8, Wednesdays 10 to 8, Friday from 10 to 5, Saturday from 10 to 1. The show wraps up on Saturday. On Saturday, First Saturday Giving, make donations to the Grange at the Taconic Hills School District Emergency Supply Closet. Personal care and household items such as toothbrush, soap, shampoo, laundry, detergent, the Milk Can Fund, loose change to build a fund to help address community needs, or the Rojan Food Pantry, non-perishable food items. More information, contact Peggy Lewis at plewis@gmail.com or Rita Jokrowski at rlj304@gmail.com. On Saturday at 1 o'clock, a community cleanup day at the Recreation Center in Falls Village, put on by the Falls Village Recreation. Volunteers are needed. For more information, contact Emily at recreation@canaanfallsvillage.org. On Saturday at 2 p.m., join environmental educator Shamu Sadeh for an in-person walk exploring the springtime forest, learning about wildflowers, edible plants, and forest ecology, being hosted by the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. More information at 860-824-7424 or huntlibrary.org or their Facebook page. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken and Interlaken Inn, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. Also, Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybankandtrust.com, and Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912, 413-243-0347. On the web, valleyinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 33,984.93, the NASDAQ at 14,090.22, and the S&P 500 at 4186.72. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.